Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we heard the wise father instruct the young son about trustfully receiving God's blessings and in turn, being a blessing to others. But how is the young son to respond when he meets not prosperity, but adversity? That's what we study today. Proverbs 3, verses 11 to 12, reading from the ESV. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. The wise father has been lovingly instructing his young son. But throughout the son's life, his character will continue to be shaped by the Lord. The Lord's perfect love will include perfect discipline. Moral and ethical faults will face correction. If the son responds by humbly listening and striving to set things right, his character will be transformed. The Hebrew word for discipline, musar, has as its root the verb yasar. This verb is typically used for correcting and disciplining within relational contexts. The Lord's covenant relationship with his people, parents and children, not coercing but teaching the recipient to internalize God's truth and to honor him. Not even the best instruction delivered by the best instructor can succeed if the student despises it. The young son is warned against giving up because of being corrected. For God will neither stop loving him nor collude in wrongdoing. God will not relent with the endless care he takes over perfecting those whom he loves. The discipline to which God subjects those who belong to him proves his love for them. Were he to stop disciplining them, it would mean that he had given up on them and turned away from them. Is discipline always correctional? Might the son not have done anything wrong and yet face adversity? Jesus is the son who was pure and completely without wrongdoing. In speaking of Jesus, the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 5 to 11, directly quotes and interprets Proverbs 3, verses 11 to 12. Jesus never gave up on what the Father was doing. Instead, he endured the cross. Jesus never despised the Father's purpose. Instead, he despised the shame of the cross. When God disciplines us through adversity, he is bringing us into his relationship with his own Son. With perfect love and truth, he disciplines us so that we may share his perfect purity. Although that discipline will never be as terrible as the sacrificial separation from the Father which Jesus endured, it will be painful. But if we trustfully allow ourselves to be trained by it, God's discipline will grow in us the peace of his perfect goodness. The wise father continues to teach his young son that God's wisdom is to be guarded as the priceless treasure that it is. We'll study that next time in Proverbs 3, verses 13 to 15. Let's pray. Lord God, how wonderful are your ways. Thank you for this glimpse of how what we are learning in the book of Proverbs is perfected in Jesus. Strengthen us to never give up on you, but to repentantly, patiently, and trustfully endure the adversities through which you discipline us. Thank you that you love us so much that you never give up on transforming us into the likeness of your Son. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.